On the Big Sports Breakfast, here's Brett Ogle for Drummond Golf. They'll lift your game.
Oh, they're back. The Roosters, cockadoodle-doo.
I knew Mitchell Pearce would be a big difference.
Well, he was.
Everybody knew that he was He was pumped and ready to go, wasn't he? He was like a jackrabbit.
He was.
He really was. He
it's
really
a big
made,
day for him.
It was good
he
to see
him Jackson
back.
Hastings look very good as well, which I think Jackson appreciated him coming back as well. The halves played very well.
Yeah. Mate, disappointing what we've seen out of the Zurich Classic in New Orleans. Just unfortunately, Mother Nature destroyed this championship.
It's a bad time of the year, this golf tournament. Every year, the thunderstorms roll in through Louisiana off the Gulf of Mexico, and Texas is the same usually this time of the year. It's a dodgy date for them, and once again, just like last year, this year was 54 holes. They got 72 done last year, but a guy called Brian Stewart won, and I said to you last week, look out for this event, because first-time winners generally poke up. I think it was 7 of the last 11 have been first-timers, and Brian Stewart beat Jamie Lovemark and Byung An in a two-hole playoff overnight. So Brian Stewart's first win. Jason Day came home with a wet sail. I guess he was wishing he only finished two shots back. I guess he was wishing for another 18 holes, but wasn't to be.
You know, I think his wife's celebrating her birthday in the Bahamas, according to one of our text messages. And he goes, I wish I was there.
I know where he would have rather it been.
Yeah.
There than sitting in the locker room waiting to get out and play, which is what they've been doing since Thursday. Nothing worse than a weather plagued event. I see Tiger Woods has entered. He's entered for the US Open, and he's got until Friday to enter for the upcoming event next week. But he's also rented a house at the Memorial, so he looks like possibly playing the Memorial in tune up for the US Open. That's the word on the street. So he says he's ready to go. He's hitting it, getting it out there, and he's ready to rock and roll. So it'll be interesting to see whether he's going to tee it up there. He's got until this Friday to register for the TPC at Sawgrass.
Okay. Who's he working with, Bogues? Has he changed coaches again?
Yeah, he's working with the Melbourne bloke looking after Mickelson.
Okay. Not
I
Ban.
I can't remember his name now. He put me on the spot there.
That's all right.
Not Ban.
Who? No, this bloke lives in Arizona.
Okay.
Works out of a golf course just north of Phoenix.
Okay, because Jordan Spieth's got the Aussie he works with.
Yeah, Cameron McCormack. Mm. Yeah, that's Cameron McCormack. He works in Texas at a golf club in Texas.
Mm. Well, Tiger could do well working with him.
Hey, the Australian Tour played the Western Australian Open on the weekend, and I've got to give a big rap to a young kid that really has plenty of game. His name is Curtis Luck. The young Western Australian amateur, he upstaged all the pros on the weekend to win the WA Open. It's the third amateur to win the event in 25 years. Leaney won in 1991 as an amateur, and Oliver Goss won in 2012. He beat Brady Watt, so it was amateur-amateur. And again this year, Curtis beat New South Wales amateur Travis Smith, who was another good young player from Shell Harbour Golf Club, who's a member at St Michael's. A couple of names to look out for in the future there. Antonio Madaka, young South Australian, he took the 15 grand pro pot prize. So he finished third.
Oh, yeah. So third actually gets the winner's check.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Mm. Amateur, and then pro. Madaka takes 15 grand for finishing third. That doesn't happen very often, I can tell you, in professional golf. John Daly turned 50.
Yeah, saw that.
Thursday.
Yeah. He'll take on the other tour, I suppose.
Jeez, he'd give the old seniors a bit of a shake off the tee, won't he?
Oh, man. He'll be driving all the par fives.
because they're modified. Well, I say modified courses. They don't play.
They're off the reds, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, every par five is going to be a birdie hole for him.
Not quite off the reds, but it wouldn't be too far away. I think it'd probably be the yellows in between the white and the red. Hey, I see he had a bet with Fuzzy Zeller about 20 years ago. Fuzzy said, I'll bet you 150 grand you don't make it to 50. So Daly looks like, he's going to try and collect it. Good luck trying to get money out of Fuzzy Zeller.
I think he said we never actually shook on it, but I can imagine it. It's funny.
He's not going to cough up 150 G's, Fuzzy. No. Just laugh it off and move on.
Well, John hasn't forgotten, though. He is a betting man.
Isn't it interesting, the Olympics, you know, the debacle with, well, it's not really a debacle. I mean, with players pulling out, another one, Charles Schwartzel has pulled out now. So that takes Oosthuizen and Schwartzel out for South Africa. And the captain, being Gary Player, is very disappointed. But Ian Baker-Finch has come out and said how disappointing, he says it's the scheduling that is hurting the top players that aren't going to play. It's not, sorry, it's the format, not the scheduling. The format being two-man teams event, but it's a singles event. So it was interesting to see Finchie say that, but it's still...
Hold on, mate. Sorry, can you explain that to me? A two-man singles event.
Sorry, it's two people from each country.
Yes.
But
and they play
the
singles.
15, if there's six Americans, then six Americans in the top 15 can play, but it's actually two people per country. But it's a 72-hole singles event.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to look at the format at the end of this year and say, well, we really think that it needs to be a team event. And Finchie reckons that they should play a mixed event, one Australian bloke alongside one Australian girl, which I think makes a lot of sense. But the event's still not going to hurt. They've still got the world's top three players in there, Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy and Jason Day playing. So they've still got a great...
I don't know about that. Well, one, I don't think it should be at the Olympics, but the second thing is golf's not really a team event. It's an individual sport. Yeah. So I think if you go to the Olympics, instead of making it more of a joke, it's got to be in its purest form, which is singles, you know, the best bloke after 72 holes.
Yeah, you make a lot of sense with that. You really do. I think
occasionally
it's,
does.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see when the committee gets together after the Olympics.
And otherwise, it's Mickey Mouse, isn't it? Mm.
Well, it's just another normal tournament, isn't it?
When you play Ambrose.
For prize money.
Ambrose.
Ambrose.
You know what I mean? Like,
that'd be fun.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it? Olympic Ambrose.
Anyway, I mean, I'll cheer home one of our guys. It's still...
Yeah.
Anyway, good luck to them all.
And guess what, TK? It is in the Olympics.
It is in the Olympics.
And we know you don't think it should be, and a lot of people don't, but it is there.
And I'll have to cope with it.
Yes. We're going to try to. Anything else?
No, that's about it, really.
Okay, wonderful.
I did miss one thing last week. Minji Lee did win in Hawaii. I missed that.
Yeah, no, she was amazing.
I was in a rush last Tuesday morning, but congratulations to her. That's her second LPGA Tour victory after she won the Kingsmill last year. So she's really starting to shine, young Minji Lee. It's good to see. She's only 19.
Yeah.
Terrific.
We've chatted with her a couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good for women's golf and good for Australian women's golf too to see another young champion come through following the footsteps of Kari. So I think we all thought that Catra Hall was the next one. She'd won a few times, but Minji might be the next major winner on the LPGA Tour from Australia, which would be great to see.
And, Matt, I know it's early. You got an early tip for us for this weekend?
Oh, you know, I haven't even looked at where are they playing. I haven't even looked. I'm at a corporate golf day today. I'm raising money for Golf for a Cause, which is Drummond Golf's boss. So breast cancer and prostate cancer out at Macquarie Links, standing here on the 11th hole.
I like Macquarie Links.
This ravine.
Yeah.
It's
a devilish looking hole, this hole.
It is a big ravine.
You'll be right. Hole in one for you, mate. Well, we'll let you go.
All right, boys. Have a great week.
See you, mate. Brett Ogle there.